farmers. A 5-minute look at activities and developments in the agricultural sector.
Coming up in today's program, Agriculture Ministry identifies farmers in agroparks who will be growing the Covington variety of sweet potatoes for the British market. And later, our proverb of the day. Thanks for waking up with us. I'm Camilla Guthrie.
Manchester residents, do you have a complaint about a government agency, office or representative? Come on out as Acting Public Defender Matondo Makulu and his team embark on an outreach exercise to hear your complaints and seek resolutions. Tuesday, July 8 at the Mandeville Parish Church Hall, Market Street, Mandeville, 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. The Office of the Public Defender, here to protect and enforce your rights as we strive to give a voice to the voiceless.
Sweet potato is known for its unique taste, versatility, and nutritional value. It originated in Peru and Ecuador and became popular in Europe during the 17th century. Sweet potato is part of the staple diet in many countries, and several varieties are grown in Jamaica. The Ministry of Agriculture has identified farmers in the agroparks who will be growing the Covington variety of sweet potatoes for the British market.
Now that we have found the market, our strategy is to organize the agroparks and mobilize farmers in these agroparks to supply the produce. Consistency must be the order of the day.
Minister of Agriculture and Fisheries Roger Clark. The ministry is acquiring the necessary material to start planting.
We have agreed prices and quantities, and the Ministry of Agriculture and Fisheries is in the process of procuring the necessary planting material to ensure the sustainability of this initiative.
The Agriculture Ministry is working closely with the Inter-American Institute for Cooperation on Agriculture, the IICA, to ensure adequate technical support is provided to farmers. Training is a critical component of the business of sweet potato farming. So, farmers will be trained in the planting and management of the Covington variety of sweet potatoes. This has been carried out under the directive of IICA representative in Jamaica, Elizabeth Johnson. The Agriculture Minister has expressed gratitude for the contributions of stakeholders to the growing of the sweet potatoes.
The farmers from the agriparks, the representatives from JAMPRO, the IDB and ECO. This is a collaborative effort. So let us rally behind the agriparks as we continue the growth and go for exports.
The proverb for this morning is salt fish sidong pan counter await for bread and butter. Translation: salt fish sits on a counter and is waiting for bread and butter. This means that lazy people wait for life's blessings to come to them.
The blood bank is always in need of blood. Give generously. The blood you give today may save your life tomorrow.
Jamaicans from all walks of life,
we must save energy and help the Jamaican economy.
Energy saving, we say.
Today.
Ease up on the energy, up on the energy. Save today, protect tomorrow. Ease up on the energy, save today, protect tomorrow.
Energy saving is not a maybe, it's a must.
Ease up on the energy, up on the energy. Save today, protect tomorrow.
That's where we wrap up this morning's program. Join us again next time. And until then, keep up with us by visiting our website at jis.gov.jm or on Facebook. With the studio engineer Joel Samuels and for producer Evadne Brown, I'm Camilla Guthrie wishing for you a productive day.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.